You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell, O come to us, abide with us, O Lord Emmanuel. Amen. As we gather this evening, welcome. It's great to see you. I am grateful that we are gathered together. It's a thrill. So God's grace, God's peace, a very warm welcome to all of you as we gather together. I love this evening. I love to be with you, but by way of confession, I find it somewhat challenging as far as where to focus this evening. There's so many rich images from the scripture. There are so many things that draw our attention. Those amazing words from the prophet Isaiah, the people who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. The promise of an everlasting God who will bring his kingdom, a mighty God, a prince of peace. And the incredible images that we hear in the gospel, the coercive forces of the world and Caesar Augustus and Quirinius forcing people to come and to travel at times inopportune that they might be counted, that they might be taxed. The angel appearing to the shepherds in the wilderness, the glory shining around the angels and crying out, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace. Goodwill toward all people. Joseph and Mary jostled in the crowds. Mary giving birth, Jesus being born, Emmanuel, God with us, the Savior coming forth into the world. All the images, all the things associated, the annual question, is it swaddling cloths or swaddling clothes? The things you can... all the things, all the thoughts. And independent of all these various wonderful images which I mentioned, there's the cacophony in my own mind, just in my own head, in my own spirit, the noise in the world around me that can be so distracting. And so as we gather to hear again the message of the angels, I invite you to pause, to exhale, to inhale, to hear that message again, the words which are true from the hymn, O little town of Bethlehem, could it be true? Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Can that be, that the hopes and fears which we carry with us, could they be met tonight in Jesus? And as I invite you to pause, as I invite myself to pause, as I invite you to take a breath, as I talk about the noise and the busyness of our lives, please hear that's not some veiled critique against you, a wagging of the finger. Jesus is the reason for the season. I find that very effective. No, I'm not here. So can I just say I have zero interest I'm sorry, and scolding you tonight. I have no longing to sort of guilt you. And as I thought about that, an image from many years ago came to mind when I was just a young boy. It was early elementary school, and I had a lovely teacher, Mrs. Erb was her name, and I have sort of fond, vague memories. She was a lovely teacher, and on this particular day, what I remember is that she was in my face, and she was wagging her finger at me as she was in my face. And I don't remember what. I will say this. I don't doubt that there was reason. She was a lovely person, and I imagine there was a very good reason. And may I say, I have two teachers in my family, and God love teachers. Mrs. Erb was a wonderful lady. She was, she was a dolphin in a pool of sharks. So she was doing the best she could, and I don't know what I did, but she was in my face, and she was wagging her finger. And then at some point, I do remember I reached up, and I twisted her nose. The memory gets a little foggier after that, but I don't remember exactly everything that played out after that particular moment. I think the principal was involved. I feel pretty certain there was a call to my parents. But I share all that with you. I have no doubt that what she was saying to me was true, but it didn't reach me. It was ineffective in that respect. And what we hear, oh, good heavens, we hear so much more in the miracle of the Incarnation, that God is Emmanuel, the one who comes to abide with us and enable us to abide with him. The miracle that God would lay his glory, would lay his power aside to come in the most vulnerable of fashion. The love and the grace and the mercy and the loving kindness of God who would come seek us in that fashion. A God who would become a child so that you and I might be able to become children of God. We see God seeking us and pursuing us with his mercy and with his great kindness. Not by coercion, but with compassion, ultimately by means of crucifixion and resurrection. The God who comes into the world, who takes on our human flesh, comes to pursue us, not coercively, but mercifully, graciously, lovingly, willingly, comes to seek you and me. And as I mentioned, reflecting on all these real and powerful and true images which appear all throughout our hymns and through our lessons, I invite you in particular this evening, along with me, to reflect on the way in which God does seek us vulnerably, the way that God does seek us in mercy, and to hear this succinct verse from Paul's letter to Titus. And Paul writes this, "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but because of his own mercy." The message to us tonight, a God who loves us to the point that he lays his power aside, doesn't use it coercively, but seeks us vulnerably, sacrificially, graciously, lovingly. Because of his goodness and his loving kindness, our Savior has appeared, and he has saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but because he is merciful, that we might be justified by his grace, that we might become heirs, recipients, according to the hope of eternal life, to be a part of his kingdom here, to be a part of his kingdom forever. Because of the richness of his loving kindness and his mercy. Heavenly Father, you know our hearts. And we give you thanks that you come to meet us in all the hopes and fears of our hearts and of our lives, that you come to abide with us and to visit us with your mercy and with your loving kindness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you will join us at one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.